bow, bow. Good morning, Gloucester. It's Gloucester Cast. This is the smallest cast for the Gloucester Cast we've had in quite some time. Usually we have a room full of people, but most of the contributors are out covering the Schooner Festival. But I am very honored to have Kylie Davis with us, who I guess you founded the Gloucester Beach and Park Clean Team. Is that right?
Sort of.
Sort of.
Yeah, myself and a couple other gals did.
What was the impetus?
So on July 4th, I was at Niles Beach with my kids celebrating my mom's birthday. And we'd been there all day. Kids were playing. It was awesome. Super busy day. And at about 5 o'clock, a 12-year-old behind me made this big scream and then said, I stepped on a needle. So he had stepped on what had been buried in the sand, a very large needle. And, you know, we had to call 911. The police came. The ambulance came. They took him away. And he is now facing months and months of testing to make sure he, you know, doesn't contract anything. And
that's horrific.
It's terrifying.
It
was really scary. You know, I have a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old. They were there with me. And on the way home, my daughter Kendall was asking me questions about it. And I was very ill prepared to answer those questions. I try to be as honest as I can with her. But how do you explain?
Yeah.
So that night, I went home and posted on Facebook and it exploded. And that's how it started. So tons of people reached out, wanted to help, wanted to do something, shared their concerns. And so we set up a meeting with the city, not with the city, with community members to figure out what we can do. And that's kind of where this group started. It was obvious that, you know, along with the other groups in Gloucester that do such a great job of keeping our public spaces clean, you know, another one was needed to focus on the beach and playgrounds.
So as a mother, I can understand how, I don't know what could be more scary. Maybe an abduction could be more scary, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right, but, you know, you think you're in a safe place, especially Niles Beach, kind of, you know, a little cove there.
Yeah, it's a mom beach, for sure.
It's a mom beach, right? But what, like, I guess, so when I look at the situation, I say, you know, There's a drug problem in Gloucester, but there's drug problems in Manchester. There's drug problems everywhere. Right. So it isn't specifically a Gloucester. I always worry that, you know, like, it was, remember the pregnancy pack?
Right. Like, it's not a Gloucester problem.
It isn't a Gloucester problem.
Right.
Right, right.
Right.
So, but what were some of the misconceptions and what were you hearing over and over again from people that when you went to the city had a reasonable explanation for? And what would you say was not acceptable to you?
In the heat of the moment, I think the city's immediate response was on point. So that's the first thing. We called 911, and I was very hesitant to call 911 because you don't want to jump to that, you know, and you feel a little bit guilty because you don't want to use time that they could be using somewhere else that may be more important. That's the first place a lot of people go to. So that was the first line response of the city. They were there. They were great. The EMTs were fantastic. The police officer that came. So that first response of the city was on point. Then when things sort of got rolling and we were going to have the meeting, there was a little backlash about having the meeting and not having the city there because it would kind of go rogue. It would be like the Wild West. People would leave unsatisfied if there wasn't a city administrative presence. I was a little disappointed in that because the whole point of having the meeting without the city there was to get everyone's sort of baseline frustrations out so that when we went to the city, we could go with constructive ideas and constructive criticism and ways to make things, you know, ways to fix things, way to make change and not use that valuable time as sort of an open forum to discuss all of our frustrations with the situation.
Yeah.
But I also understand that by having city administration and city councilors there, it made it feel more official. So in the end, that part ended up doing great. So there was another, you know, city reaction that I thought was good. I think depending on what city department you work in is what your opinion of how to deal with the problem is. If you're public health, if you're the emergency services folks, they're all about education. If you're DPW, for them, it's, you know, just more cleaning the beaches, more trash pickup, that kind of thing. If you're the police department, it's, you know, what you're supposed to do if you find a needle, because for them it's response. So we got really varied feedback from the city, but they were really receptive. I mean, the mayor was all about, okay, this is, you know, what you guys are talking about, this is what you're getting yourself into, let me give you the tools to keep moving forward. And she did. I mean, we formed an ad hoc committee. Initially, it was going to be an ad hoc committee. That was taking a little bit more time because of the city council that I really cared for. So we ended up switching it to an advisory committee to the mayor, which, you know, maybe semantics word-wise, but it does give us sort of a direct line to her. And if we're unsatisfied with answers from other city departments, she can go to them and say, you need to answer them, you can give them the information, and that kind of stuff. So since that's happened, you know, it's been good. What I feel like one of the big hurdles is there's a large contingent of people in Gloucester who feel like the city should be doing their job, and part of their job is keeping our beaches safe. And I don't disagree with that, but I do think they are doing their job. And I think the big part is we as community members, this is a natural resource for us and an amazing part of why we live here. People spend their lives trying to get to the beach.
Yes.
And we're here already. Right. So we have to take care of it. It's our beach. It's our town. And if we don't put the work in to take care of it, nobody else is going to. Mm-hmm. You know, the city is spread thin, and we raise taxes or we do other things to try to make up for areas
somebody
where we're lacking.
Somebody said something, and I don't want to grossly misrepresent the number.
Right.
But like 10 years ago, there was X amount of DPW workers, and today that number is a minuscule fraction of what there was not a long time ago.
Right.
Is that right?
I don't know about the DPW employee numbers.
Okay.
Truthfully.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that when I was in high school, getting a job with the DPW over the summer was what a ton of kids did.
Right.
And I just don't see them anymore. Doesn't mean they don't exist, but you always saw them in the parking lots. Before the beaches opened on the weekends, they were mowing the cemeteries. Mm-hmm. You don't see the presence as much anymore. Mm-hmm. But the DPW budget isn't going up. When you're faced with an entire city of places that need money, where do you go?
Yeah.
I mean, to me, if it was DPW or education, I'm going to say education. Yeah. You know, my kids will be in the Gloucester Public Schools someday, and I have friends with kids there, I have friends that work there, family members. I mean, for me, it's a no-brainer, but the DPW, that doesn't mean the DPW isn't important. It doesn't mean it doesn't need the money, but you got to choose where it goes. And
fire stations. This is the age-old debate of you have X amount of resources. They have to be allocated. You can't be everything to everyone all the time.
Right.
You have to select.
And it's a fine balance. And, you know, raise taxes or don't raise taxes. It's always going to be a fight. It's always going to be an issue. So when you're staring down the barrel of a gun, you are forced with a decision. And that's what it is every year with the budget process.
Yep.
And I went through the city budget for 2017. The DPW is getting nothing. I mean, their increase in budget is minuscule compared to everything, and I get why. And if I was a city councilor and I was a city admin working on that budget, I probably would do the same thing. So where the DPW is lacking because they don't have the funds to be on every beach, cleaning, patrolling, making sure people carry in, carry out, we as citizens have to pick up that that deficit. It's our responsibility as members of this community. You know, if you want this community to be great, we put good people in office to do that. But we have to do our job too. You know, we don't just vote and put people in office. We have to be part of this community.
Was there anything with it? Would the, was there a tractor that was down? Some big piece of equipment?
Yeah. So there is a tractor that pulls a beach rake, basically.
Yep.
And they use that at the bigger beaches, and it's mostly for seaweed removal. So if you go down to Good Harbor Beach at 8 o'clock in the morning, you're very likely going to see the DPW down there pulling the huge tractor, picking up the seaweed. And it'll also pick up sort of any trash or debris that is, you know, on the waterline in that stuff. It was down. And it was in for maintenance, and there was maybe 2 or 3 weeks period where it just wasn't around. So the seaweed was building up. And, you know, I don't expect citizens to go, you know, get a tractor and clean it up.
Yep.
But, you know, we have a responsibility for it. And the DPW can't replace it. They don't have a backup. And how are they supposed to get one when they get no increase in their budget?
Right. No, I understand. It's interesting. So would that... But also, so say the rake is down.
Right.
Right, for a couple of weeks?
Yep.
So that means there's going to be more manpower that has to be spread out to the smaller beaches or whatever. Because
right.
They're raking by hand, the DPW is.
Yep.
I mean, it's an unbelievable task that they're you know, they're given.
Right.
And and when you have key, huge pieces of equipment that are down... That's just another burden for them. It's
right.
Amazing they do what they do. Now, so you did why don't you explain the poll that you guys put out?
So we decided to try to figure out ways to make things better and to make change that we can do.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the ideas was to raise the beach sticker by $5. Mm-hmm. And we wanted to get community feedback on what people thought about that. So we were down the block party. We got a ton of signatures and in person had a lot of support for it. Most responses were, why don't you raise it more?
Yeah.
So, great. But we only reached so many people at the block party. So we took to Facebook. You know, put it on the blog, which got a ton of traffic. And we got a lot of feedback, positive and negative. The beauty of that is we can see what our opposition is and either answer the questions that they have or understand why there's opposition and either tweak the initiative, you know, bag it totally or say we still believe in this and move forward. So we're still working on that part.
Was one of the questions that people had, because I think... For me, I'll go on record. I'm in favor of raising it too. I think like the $20 is the
right.
We're paying $20 for how long now, right?
Exactly.
I think we can go up. But over and above that, though, I think potentially the skepticism that kept the critics, their main thing was, and correct me if I'm wrong, was that the money's going to go, like, why can't that money be not put into the general fund?
Right.
Why can't that be? This is specifically for XYZ.
And it will be.
No.
So the $5 increase has the potential to raise over $40,000 next year. That will be earmarked for DPW use for beach safety and cleanup. And I realize that's a large umbrella, and folks are skeptical because they're afraid that that money is going to be sent over to the DPW, but it's not going to be used that way. At some point, you have to have trust in the people in your administration that they're going to do what they're going to do. And I do believe that they will.
Yep.
And, you know, it's not something that we're just going to throw in 40 grand and say, okay, this is supposed to be for this, but spread it how you need. It really is for that, because part of the problem with the beach sticker money now is it goes into the general fund. And whether you agree with that or not, that's where it goes. And maybe that's an issue that needs to be visited on a different level. But for right now, this was a small thing that we felt, a small change that could make potentially a big difference. $40,000 doesn't sound like a lot of money, but when the DPW is getting nearly nothing in the 2017 budget, that's a big chunk of change. And that can be a couple full-time high school kids patrolling the beaches. That can be a rake that we can rent when the other one is in for service. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of things that can be done with that money to keep the beaches and our beaches safe and clean.
Yeah.
So there are two camps, it seems like, who are not for the increase. One are folks who believe that we already pay enough taxes here in Gloucester. This is our town. It should be free. The other camp is folks who are skeptical of where the money will actually go and be spent. Now, I can't say that I'll be a full-time employee sitting next to Joe Lucido making him spend the money the right way. But I have faith in him and his department that they'll do it right. It's their job to do it right. Yeah. And if they get that money and it's, you know, earmarked for that, they will. And
so a lot of critics say, you know, for the amount of money that it costs for the people to go to the beach, they should have trash barrels, and the trash barrels should be able to be emptied. Where do you fall on that?
I am a big fan of carry in, carry out. Mm-hmm. I think it's worked for Gloucester. I spent my summers at Good Harbor growing up, and I remember the days of the trash cans overflowing, the bees being awful, folks coming through to siphon through cans, and it just was everywhere. And people would leave broken beach chairs, bags, the foam coolers just leaned up against the trash.
I agree with you 100%.
I am big for carry and carry out.
Okay, on several levels, experience, I have experience with this issue. And I don't go to the beach that often, but I'm talking about seagulls.
Right.
Seagulls are brutal. I mean, they're down here, and they are opportunistic. Like, you can't have guards at every barrel.
No.
Like, to chew the seagulls away.
No.
And that trash is going to end up everywhere, okay? Number one. Number two, I see every single year, there's the people that take pictures of trash on the beach, and they send it in like it's a new problem. Right, and no, there are going to be pigs.
Right.
That are going to be pigs this year, next year, and you can educate people, you can self-police all you want. When you have that number of people on the beach, there's going to be some trash that's going to get left behind. Not because that there aren't, you can't lump everybody together.
Right.
Everybody's a pig. But there's certain people
that
are
nothing
pigs.
Is ever 100% in life.
Right.
There's always going to be a contingent of the negative side of everything. Right. So people are going to leave their trash on the beach, whether there are trash barrels or there's not. So you have to look at the overall. Is it less trash now than it was before? I don't know the answer to that. But for me, it feels like it is.
Yeah.
You know, and it's our responsibility as members of this community at our beaches to say, hey, you know, you left your trash there. Can you take it with you?
Yeah.
You know, and part of the struggle is if you're an everyday beachgoer and you see people leaving trash, you can call them out on it. Or you can pick it up and take it home. But then you're paying to dispose of someone else's trash, which I think is, you know, people struggle with that a little bit.
Yeah.
But I think our beaches overall are clean. I really do.
I think so.
I think they're clean.
Yeah. There's negative people, and there are people that complain about traffic every year, right?
Right.
And like that gets the worst traffic they've ever seen anywhere ever, and I'm like, you haven't done the drive to Boston every day,
right?
You would understand what real traffic, or down the Cape,
right?
You would understand what real traffic is for 10 weekends over the summer. There's traffic here.
And guess how much money that traffic brings into our general fund that we can put towards new schools,
right,
towards new initiatives in town to make Gloucester a better place.
Right.
$18 million is what's in the budget for beach parking from out of, you know, people who pay to park at the beach on a daily basis.
$18 million?
$18 million.
Are you sure about that?
Yes.
That's insane.
$18 million. So...
Wow.
Those weekends of traffic, it stinks. It, you know, maybe it takes you an extra 20 minutes to get to Stop and Shop. But say in your head.
A couple weekends. I mean, it's
right.
10 weekends.
Right.
Because the traffic really doesn't start until like the third or fourth week of June.
Yeah.
Like just before Fiesta.
Yeah.
And then
after today, it's
after
dead.
Today,
it's a dead zone.
Lights out.
Right.
And, that drives me crazy. So, but it's the same complainers. And most of the complainers are the same people that generally don't do shit.
Which is hard. I mean, how do you say that to someone? Hey, thanks for providing feedback, but I know you're not paying taxes, so what do you care anyway?
But it's the same people. A lot of the people that sit on the sidelines never volunteer for any committees, never, you know, we have this saying that, you know, goes back on the blog when we started the block parties. Literally, I would say 6% of the people in the town are responsible for 90% of the cool stuff that happens. You know what I mean?
You know, like
the organizing, yeah. the
It's your prerogative to complain. It's your prerogative to give your opinion. But if you want your opinion to actually make change, or your complaints to actually make change, you better get out of your seat and off Facebook and do something.
Yeah.
You know, complain all you want. Yeah. Now, I love to complain, but I got to back that up with some action.
That's right now, especially, so now you're a group right now?
Yeah.
Like, because you have some groups that you're working basically alongside.
Yeah.
Who have walked the walk for a long time. Patty Amaral has been doing this for a long time.
Right.
Don Artizoni in that group has been doing it for a long time. So you guys, I'm sure you feel a little bit of like, okay, I can't just make this big stink and walk away.
No,
I'm in this for the long run.
We are. We're totally in this for the long haul. And, you know, there's a core group of six of us that we had to sort of put down on paper these names for the city to make things official. And these women are unreal. You know, it's moms, it's single moms, it's stepmoms, it's a lawyer, it's two teachers, it's stay-at-home mom. And when we get together and talk with a couple glasses of champagne or wine, it's amazing. Yeah. I mean, and it's, we walk away and we've had ideas that we've canned to the next meeting, and we've walked away with ideas that we're still developing, but we're doing something. You know, you gotta do something.
Awareness is huge, and you guys have certainly shined a huge spotlight on some serious issues.
Right.
And, you know, and the squeaky wheel gets the grease. It's nice that you're not taking shots at it, because I hear your rhetoric. You're not taking shots at the DPW.
Not at all.
You're working with them.
Right.
Which is, it's refreshing, and it's not.
Right. I mean, here's the thing. You're faced with a choice. Either you go a sort of protest route of, you're not doing enough, you do more, and walk away. Or you go in and say, you're not doing enough for whatever reason. You can't, you don't have the money, for whatever reason. Let us help you. I mean, what gets things done? Be part of the solution, not part of the problem.
Yeah.
You know, it's basic stuff, and it's not that hard to understand that if you go do something, things get done. Meadows Field, Patty Amaral, because of her, Meadows Field is unbelievable.
Yeah.
I played on a softball league, and she would come down, and if there was a piece of trash on the ground, not only did she pick it up, she made it known that everyone else's trash, those water bottles you're drinking, the sunflower seed bags, those better go in the recycle bin or in the trash, because she would not stand for it.
Yeah.
And she's one of the reasons why these places in our town are gorgeous.
Yeah.
You know, there's a Cripple Cove playground. There's an elderly couple that lives down the street.
Yeah.
They're not even originally from Gloucester. They moved here a long time ago, and they just took a vested interest in that park. And they keep it clean. I mean, the woman walks down the street with a watering can.
I know. The guy kept down with his lawnmower. The parks is they're unbelievable. I went to school with the sons. So explain to me some of the victories so far.
Okay, so we have the Green Rake program, and what that is if you see a green rake on a beach and you want to clear your area just to make sure there's no sharks around you, grab it, use it, put it back. That's just so people know, look, we're here. The Gloucester Beach and Park Clean Team, we're around, and we're not going anywhere, and this is a little Band-Aid solution. You know, we know that's not going to clean up our beaches for good. We know that's not going to deal with the host of problems, but it's a start, and it was a quick and easy start, and businesses in the community jumped at the opportunity to donate, so perfect. We are working on the beach sticker initiative, which we will decide, you know, based on the feedback, how to move forward with that. And then we teamed with the 1 Hour at a Time gang and the Clean City Commission to do a 3 playground cleanup on September 10th at Stage Fort, at the Oval, and at Green Street Playground from 10 to 12. And we've reached out to lots of other groups in town, high school, to get some volunteers from there. Someone reached out to the clean team from the Y, who does amazing work around town, to all get together and do this. You know, we're not all of a sudden coming on board and being like, we're here to clean up Gloucester. Yeah. People have been doing it for years. Yeah. The 1 hour at a time gang's unreal. The stuff they do in this, it blew my mind.
Week after week, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, every Saturday, and they've got it down. I mean, I met a guy at the block party who invented a way to hold his bucket with trash.
There's a cigarette counter, the guy that keeps the cigarette
counter. Yep, yep, and he has special, he has various different opinions on grabbers. He's researched it very intensely, because this is what they do, and they're good at it. So, create synergy, get together, you know, use people who already know what they're doing, and have them show you. And, you know, let's not reinvent the wheel. Let's, you know.
So what is the Facebook page?
It is the Gloucester Beach and Park Clean Team. And we are almost to 500 likes. So we would love people to go there and like us. We post everything there that we're working on. And we really want people to show up this weekend. You know, people are moving off the beaches and into the parks. Think fall, soccer, you know, all that kind of stuff. Come help us. We need to show everyone in this community that we want to keep our parks and beaches clean and safe. And to do that, we need to put a little legwork in. And 2 hours on a Saturday isn't that big of a deal.
One little thing I'd like to say is, if this is a thing, when you're walking down a street, if there's one errant wrapper, it seems like they multiply. But when a street is clean, that second wrapper doesn't get thrown on the ground. So if we keep everything, you know, everybody do their part. Thank you so much for coming down.
You're welcome.
A link in the show notes,
okay,
so people can go right to your Facebook page.
Awesome.
And hopefully people like it and share their opinions.
Yeah.
Thanks for letting me talk so much. No, it was great. It was fantastic. I like you guys to come in and I like to be able to dispel any kind of, you know, rumors that,
yeah,
you know, this isn't a take shot at the city thing.
No.
This is a let's talk about it and come to get some solutions.
Yeah, and ask questions, because I'll go find them out. You know, I'll go find the answers. It's not that hard. They're there.
I love it. All right. Gloucester Cast 198 is in the books. Thank you, Kylie.
Thank you.